Good Friday. Today is July the 12th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, as we look out in the backyard and garden, scales are an insect pest that we get a lot of times on our ornamentals. Magnolia trees and tulip trees happen to be two that fall victim to some soft scales. We're going to talk about those today and look at what the impact can be after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look out in the backyard and garden and talk about a soft scale that's out there affecting certain plants. Now, magnolia scale and tulip tree scale are native soft scales. These are called soft scales because the females are hidden beneath a helmet-like soft leathery covering that does provide some protection. However, they are easily crushed or attacked by predators. A key feature of soft scales compared to the armored scales is the production of that sugary, sticky honeydew substance. Armored scales do not produce honeydew. The soft scales basically is they suck the sap out of the plants. That sugary byproduct then passes through and is excreted and then lands on leaves and other things that are below wherever they are attached. Soft scale adults and nymphs insert their piercing, sucking mouth parts into the phloem vessels of that plant. That's how they tap into and acquire both the carbohydrates they need for energies and the amino acids, which are their building blocks for proteins and enzymes. But like we said, that phloem or the sap holds only trace amounts of amino acids compared to the vast amounts of dissolved carbohydrates, so that passes through the body and is excreted as a sugary sap. Both magnolia and tulip tree scales are notorious for producing copious quantities of this sticky, dripping honeydew. That sugary liquid may then cause heavily infested trees to literally buzz with insect activities as flies and bees and wasps all seek that as a sugar source. Now, the honeydew drips onto leaves and stems of host plants, as well as any understory plants that eventually become colonized by what's known as black sooty mold. And although that mold causes no harm to the overall health of infested tree, the blackened leaves can reduce the aesthetic appeal of heavily infested trees. Now, the primary host of magnolia and tulip scales are members of that magnolia family, that being Magnoliaceae. Now, magnolia scales only infest members of the magnolia genus, while tulip scales infest members of both genuses, as well as a few other tree hosts that are out there. Magnolia scale has the greatest impact on non-native magnolias associated with hybrids compared to the native magnolias. Native magnolias are more resistant, perhaps, of natural defenses that develop through the shared evolutionary history with magnolia scale. The non-native magnolias that are commonly infested include the star magnolia, also the lily magnolia, and the saucer magnolia. Now, the tulip tree scale is primarily found on, obviously, tulip trees. However, it has been found on magnolias, including our native southern magnolia, also the non-native star and Cobus magnolias, and that hybrid saucer magnolia. Additionally, there are references that tulip tree scale may occasionally infest lindens, buttonbush, and walnuts. Now, both scales have one generation per season. Females and males spend the winter as mid to late instar dark-colored nymphs attached to the stems of their host plants, and their resemblance to linicles makes them inconspicuous. The nymphs mature in the spring, with the males developing into small gnat-like insects that fly and then mate with the females. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're going to pick up where we left off last time, talking about magnolia tree scales and tulip tree scales. Now, both the scales have one generation per season, as we mentioned. The females and males will spend that winter as the mid to late instar dark-colored nymphs attached to the stems of their host plants. The nymphs then will mature in the spring, with the males developing into a small gnat-like insects that will fly and mate with those females. And when you look at them on the branch itself, you can sort of tell the difference in size, with the females being considerably larger in size than the males. The females will remain immobile, and the eggs are produced in the late summer to early fall. Like most soft scales, magnolia and tulip tree scale females can produce large numbers of eggs. That ranges from 1,500 to 3,000 per female. This accounts for why populations can build so rapidly. Now, the females are oviparous, which means the eggs are held internally until they hatch, creating the illusion that the females are actually giving birth to the first instar stages, or the crawlers. Tulip tree scale females become fully mature in late July to early August, and those eggs hatch over a 2 to 4 week period. Magnolia scale produce eggs over an unusual prolonged period of time, meaning the eggs hatch from early August through September here in Ohio. Now, the first instar crawlers are highly mobile, and they become immobile once they insert those piercing, sucking mouthparts into the stems, and this is how they start then to overwinter. Now, they'll change appearance as they go through and into the spring. They'll basically sort of inflate and become covered with a heavy white powdery exudate that makes them look like they've got powder on them. That white coating is the easiest way to detect them, but it can also be mistaken sometimes for mealybugs that can also be out there. Eventually, the magnolia scale females shed that powdery coating as they rapidly expand to their final size to acquire the characteristic helmet shape that we often see. This generally occurs late summer and signals that the eggs are being produced and that first instar nymph will soon be coming out. Tulip tree scale females don't significantly change their appearance as they mature and inflate through the early to midsummer. They are not powder coated early in their development. Mature females, though, can range in size from an eighth to a third of an inch in diameter, and colors vary from light grayish green to reddish orange molted with black. Their covering develops a distinct flange around the edge, making the scale more look like a helmet. Magnolia scale was once common in Ohio, but became rare through much of the 2000s, except for highly localized outbreaks, and this really hasn't changed much in recent years, with the native scale once again becoming common on magnolias through the state. Tulip tree scale remains rare through Ohio, except for localized outbreaks as well, and this is occurring more in the southeast part of Ohio currently. Cultural management practices are one of the easiest ways, just by keeping that tree healthy. Oftentimes, then the natural predators will take care of them. Biologically, nature uses predators, parasitoids, and pathogens really to keep that population in balance, and that's something that works out well. If you need to use insecticides, integrated pest management is a good rule of thumb, because ideally we don't want to hurt those beneficials as we're trying to attack the scales. So it's making sure we identify properly what the problem is, and we treat it in a way to minimize any damage. The insect growth regulator insecticides can also be effective against the first instar crawlers and will likewise have limited impacts on beneficial insects. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.